Hi, everyone. Welcome to Living a Five-Star Life. Subscribe, like, share, do what you got to do so you never miss out on one of our future episodes.
This podcast and our mission is to be the positive in your day. On top of that, we are determined to help you live your best life.
I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Paul Napoli. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Hey, everyone. What's up, Paul?
Dude, how are you?
Good, man.
How's the weather up there today?
It is snowy. I think we're getting 6 to 8 inches or something like that.
For real?
Yeah, winter. It's winter.
It's winter. It's Central
New
York.
But here's the news. 28 days till spring.
Crazy.
Like, yeah, it's a big countdown up here in Syracuse.
I love it.
Countdown the days to spring.
Spring is still like always one of my favorite seasons. Spring, fall, really all of them, except I just don't like long winters. I'll tell you something real funny and then we'll get this party started. The kids' school. So for those of you that don't know, I am in New York and North Carolina. So I have a place in North Carolina, a place in New York. I do a lot of traveling. And right now I'm in North Carolina. So yesterday the kids had no school yesterday and today, except for Matthew. Matthew had school today, but they had no school due to possible horrible weather that we were supposed to get. And I know the big difference is we don't have snow plows, right? It's differently. We don't have the salt. All
right. You're not prepared
stuff.
For any of that.
Yeah. They're not ready for it. So the weather that ended up happening was like an entire day of rain. There was no snow. There was a little bit of like ice on the trees, but the kids ended up with a day off from school. 2 days, really, the two older boys, 2 days off of school just for the chance. And last year was the same. We were here last winter too. Same thing, like just that thought of snow on the roads, boom, shut it down. So it's, I don't hate it either. I really don't. I think it's great.
No. And up here, they're like, yeah, you're getting 8 inches of snow. We're like, all right. So we just got to drive a little slower.
Right.
We'll still get from point A to point B.
I love it.
But again, you know, we got great plows. We got, you know.
Right. You got all the tools. You got all the resources needed for it.
Exactly.
So I'm super excited about this episode. Like really, really, really excited.
Dude, I am super excited as well. But before we actually get into our topic.
Yeah.
I think we, let's do a shout out this week.
Let's do it.
You were in town last week and yes. I got to witness a very special night at Five Star Martial Arts where, you know, we had a couple people promoted. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So last Friday, so this is the first time that we've ever had this promotion at Five Star. So we've been open for 11 years. And this is the first time that this has ever happened. Both my dad, so it was Mr. Napoli, my dad, Paul Napoli, and Mike Torello, Mike T, were promoted to sensei. So for those of you not in the martial arts and don't, you know, really follow that kind of thing, sensei, the traditional term means teacher, right? So in a lot of schools, once you become an instructor, like you almost, I don't want to say automatically, but you almost automatically become sensei because that's what it means is teacher. But some schools and our school, we do it a little bit differently to where you have to be promoted, like really promoted to that title. So for the entire, for our existence, I have been sensei, right? I'm the only sensei, right? So to us, to me, what that means is being a role model, not only being an awesome teacher, you know, and teaching kids and adults the martial arts and the martial arts lifestyle, but being a role model on and off the mats. Like, we're truly believing in our mission of Five Star, which is to make a difference in people's lives and to, you know, change the world for the positive. So these two, Mike T and my dad, Paul Napoli, were both ready, more than ready to be promoted. So we surprised them Friday night with a little ceremony and they are both promoted to sensei. Super cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Sensei Napoli Senior.
And, yes.
Sensei Terrell. Great job, guys. Congratulations. Also a shout out to, we got a challenge going on.
Yes.
Man, these guys are killing it.
I love these challenges. I do.
So do you have it up right now? Do you have the leaderboard up?
I don't. I could pull it up, though.
Yeah, pull it up real quick because last night it was tied between
Jennifer and Rodney.
Rodney. Let's see. These guys are killing it. I don't know who the leaders are today. We're recording. I was with them last night, man. They were killing it. I actually had them square off.
I love that picture, by the way. They so those of you that are not Five Star teammates, five-star members, we do a what's called a MyZone challenge. So we use a MyZone heart rate monitor in classes to track your results, so you know how many calories you're burning, where your heart rate is at, and quite frankly, it shows you how hard you're working or how much more you have to give. So in this challenge, you earn points the harder you work. And right now, I'll give you the top three, right? Jennifer Gressel took the lead.
Yes.
She is up by like 160, 170.
I'm only cheering on Jennifer because even Rodney's wife said, Jennifer, get him.
Get him, yes. So, yeah. Dude, I love it. I love Rodney's competitive spirit. Rodney's in second place.
Whenever we have a challenge, man, Rodney is a beast to contend
always.
With.
Always.
I and love so that Jennifer is like giving him a run for his money, man. Go, Jennifer.
Let's go. Great. And then in third place is our very own Erica Brecken. I say her name wrong. Like, luckily, I did not say it wrong on the Black Belt Spectacular. So Erica Breckheimer, right? I add an N in there. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but Erica is in third. Always. Erica is in third place. Rodney is in second place. And Jennifer is in first place. And even if you're not, so like, I'm not even in the top 50 yet, but that's my goal. My goal is to get up into the top 30, top 20. And my trip to New York didn't help that because I didn't get to get my workout in. It's an excuse, but it's what I did. So anyhow, I love it. Even if you're not in the top 10, like, it pushes you to work harder no matter what. Oh, it's my favorite part.
100%. These guys are killing it. Normally, I would never, ever pick, you know, I would never. But this challenge, I've been kind of the evil person in the background. Like, I've been pinning them against each other.
I love it.
Sending them private messages like, hey, Erica, Rodney doesn't think you can catch him, or whoever I sent it to, but I probably shouldn't be doing that.
No, it's great.
They love it. They love it. All right, man. So this week's topic, first of all, check out my background.
I love your background right now.
I love your background. Nice desk.
Looks good, doesn't it?
I'm more of a wilderness guy.
You are. You're literally just like on a lake right now or something.
Even my coffee mug's got a mountain on it.
It looks good. It looks good. So this week's topic, we are going to talk about destroying your comfort zone. Right?
Killing it. Destroying it.
Super, super excited about it because it's one of those things where our comfort zone, it's not a bad thing to be in our comfort zone, but I learned a long time ago that if you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards, right? And you hear this kind of thing often if you listen to motivational speakers and such. And it couldn't be more true. So with me, a lot of what I do in life, I relate it to my business. I relate it to Five Star. And if I'm not progressing, I'm regressing, right? And it's the same way for all of us in everyday life. You know, a good example of it, I'm a numbers guy. I love numbers. I love numbers. I love pulling reports, all that stuff. A good example of this for me, like using Five Stars as an example, if we make the same amount in 20, I don't even know if we should count 2020, but we'll use it as an example. In 2019, 2020, and 2021, even if financially, if we make the same amount of money and we don't grow, you would think you're doing okay because you're still making the same amount of money.
All right.
You know, you can relate this to your everyday life. You know, if people are making whatever $50,000 salary and that's what you've made for the past 5 years, right? Or whatever your salary is. And you feel like, okay, that's okay. The thing with that is everything around you is continuing to move forward. So for me and the business, you know, the rent goes up every year, right? So if I made the same amount this year as I made last year, well, my rent just went up, right? So now I'm going backwards, whether I see it or not. And that's part of what this podcast is about, is so that you kind of see that. If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. So that's one example. My rent goes up. You know what else goes up every single year? My insurance goes up every single year. You know what else goes up every single year? My taxes go up every single year, right? And as we grow and get older, my payroll goes up every single year. My equipment starts to break down. I need to buy more equipment. I need to buy more of this. So if I'm making financially, and this is the only reason I use this as an example, is because I feel like a lot of us, or really all of us, could relate to this. If I'm making the same amount of money, but everything else is going up, that's the good, you know, how you can see that you're going backwards, even though you're staying the same. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Definitely.
You know, keep going. Well,
no, go ahead.
No, I was just kidding.
No, wait, you go.
No, you go.
No, you go.
So We should get like a button, like
your turn,
your turn. So anyway, you know, with that, the whole point in that conversation isn't about the money, but it's about understanding that in life, if you're not progressing, you're regressing. Mm-hmm. That's just a good example of it, because you wouldn't really think of that. Like, oh, okay, I made 50 grand this year. Like, oh, and I made 50 grand the next year. Like, oh, it's all the same. Well, it's not the same. That's a good way to kind of just understand that it might look the same, mm-hmm. but you're going backwards. So the goal of this podcast is to just give you a couple pointers on how to move forward with all of your goals and to progress in life.
Yeah, definitely. And we're talking about destroying the comfort zone. And I think the first thing that all of us need to do is sit down and recognize, number one, what is that comfort zone within us? Because every one of us has a comfort zone, and it's a psychological state that you have to be able to, like you said, destroy, tear down, do whatever you want. Because if you don't, life is going to pass you by. Right. The concept of a comfort zone, I believe, you know, it was determined to be after studies or whatever, it became this whole definition that it's a psychological state which we feel safe in. Right. It's a point where we never experience any anxiety or fear.
Right.
And if we protect ourselves from that all the time, we can never, ever, you know, grow. We're just going to live within this space, which pretty much we are in control of almost everything. That's the comfort zone. And it's horrible. Staying within the comfort zone is going to, certainly change how you react to everything in life. Does that make sense?
It absolutely makes sense. You know, I love how you started it and you said that we all need to figure out our comfort zone, right? Because we all have a different comfort zone. And the importance of getting out of it is everything that you just said and everything that we started this podcast with. The importance of getting out of it, and now you don't have to stay out of your comfort zone. It's okay to revisit it, right? Mm-hmm. But the importance of getting out of your comfort zone is often in life, that's when we see the best results. That's when we see and we receive the best things in life, is when we push past our comfort zone, you know, and sometimes y'all might get sick of some of our stories because they're very similar and we talk about ourselves a little bit. But the reason that we do that, and I'm about to do that again right now, is because it is real life examples of how to accomplish these goals. It's things that we've already been through. So I'm going to use opening up Five Star as a perfect example of breaking out of a comfort zone, right? And you've all heard this story. If you've listened to this podcast, you've heard it a few times. I had a good job. I had a good title. I made good money, all that fun stuff before I opened up Five Star. And it wasn't the right time to open up Five Star, right? A lot of us wait for the right time to do things. And the thing with that, and that's a whole nother podcast, is the right time never comes. It's never the right time. And we've had that talk before. But, you know, we had a brand new child. We just built a very expensive house. You know, I could have came up with a million different reasons on why I shouldn't start Five Star. But I broke out of that comfort zone. Everything that I knew, the 9-to-5 that I was taught that I should be doing in working Monday through Friday, 9-to-5, I broke through all of that because I wanted to chase my dream. And I opened up Five Star. One of the hardest things I ever did for many, many reasons. But I think of all of the good that came from that and all the things that I would have missed out on in life had I not taken that jump. And that is a huge leap outside of my comfort zone. I love karate. I love the martial arts. I love teaching. I love making a difference. That was my passion. Running a business, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I didn't have a clue. I went to business school, right? Yeah, fantastic. But like most schooling, it's great while you're there in the classroom. Taking that and applying that to real life, especially for someone like me, that wasn't the easiest thing to do. So I took a leap outside of my comfort zone and open up Five Star. Now, we're not on here telling you, hey, quit your job, open a business. But what we're telling you is often the greatest things in your life are going to happen once you take that step, right? Once you take that step out of your comfort zone. And I'm going to throw you into this, Tim. Mm-hmm. And I, when I think of things, okay, what wouldn't I have had, right? I wouldn't have had this friendship with you. We wouldn't have had this podcast. We wouldn't have had people constantly telling us how we've changed their lives for the positive and how they've lost weight because of us, how they're healthier. Because none of that would have happened had I not taken that step out of my comfort zone and started Five Star. So bringing full circle, bringing you into this, I know as an adult, especially getting on the karate mats and doing all of the things that we do in karate in the beginning is super awkward, right? It's really weird. You know, Tim, for those of you that don't know Tim, which I'm sure most of you listening do, except we are in like 15 different countries. So I guess maybe not everybody. For those of you that don't know Tim, he's 6'5", tall, handsome man, right? And Tim, I got pictures of you in your white karate uniform, right? Your white karate gi. You stuck out like a sore thumb because everybody around you is like average height, right? And then there's Tim. He's 6'5". And I say all of this because I can imagine how uncomfortable it was for you to make that leap. You know, we do things in karate that you don't do in everyday life when you're an adult. We bow. We call people sir and ma'am, who are younger than us, right? We say funny words when we do our punches and our kicks. There's all these things that could have stopped you because it's uncomfortable from joining the martial arts. But in doing that, in stepping outside of your comfort zone and getting on the mats and joining the team, like I look back at the past 7 years and I see your progression. I see where we're sitting today right now. I watch you teach a class for our fitness team. I watch you in the martial arts and I see your growth over the years. And it all started with that one step, you know? So
I was very uncomfortable. There was, like you said, there's that moment where you're kind of like, you know, here's the thing. I think all of us, when we're in our comfort zone, picture yourself in a box, a safe box, right? You got walls all around you. And everything that's scary is on the outside of that box. You live within that box. There's nothing that's going to hurt you, nothing that you need to be afraid of. There's no anxiety. You're in that safe box. A lot of us, it's the couch, it's the sofa, it's our addictions, it's drugs, alcohol. It could be anything, right? That's what keeps you safe, as sad as it is. Some people go to that extreme. And they stay in their safe spot. When you look at that and you talked about that story of me starting on the mats, dude, that was way outside my comfort. That was leaping out of my box and trying something. And you're right. If I never did that, we wouldn't be sitting here today probably. And I just don't know if there's other things in my life I would have never tried. I've talked to some people and they're like, man, you try a lot of things. You know, you just went out and bought a bike and then you rode 50 miles, whatever. Yeah, because I've learned that life is really, really short. And I've learned that, yes, you can live in a comfortable spot, but you will never know your true potential. You will never know how far you can push yourself. You will never know how to overcome anxiety if you don't put yourself in those situations. And I think, you know, using the box as an example, I think all of us can, I want you to right now, just, you know, close your eyes. Well, not if you're driving and listening to this.
When you get home,
close your eyes and think about your box. Think about your safety box. And then think about all the things you want to try, all the things you want to do, but you've been scared. You've been, it's just not worth the risk. And then think about how you're going to break that wall down, which that's what we're going to get into. We haven't even gotten into the fact of we need to destroy these comfort zones, but that's what happens. You get in these comfort zones. And how do you know if you're in these comfort zones? It's very simple. You will feel deeply unmotivated. There's nothing that encourages you. There's no new projects or plans that you're excited about. You may close yourself off to others, new ideas, relationships, because they don't perfectly fit to you inside that box. You're afraid to take any sort of risk and you just let opportunities come and pass you by because you just refuse to come out of that box, come out of that comfort zone. And I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, as a 50-year-old dude who wants to live to 100, I'm only at halftime. There's so much more I want to do, and there's so much more that I need to make sure that I don't let my comfort zone keep me safe all the time and box me in. That's what it is.
I think you're the, I know you're the poster child of not allowing your comfort zone to stop you. Cause you, just like you said, that's what you do, right? You're constantly trying new things and you're constantly pushing yourself outside of that comfort zone. And quite frankly, I know for a fact that you're stronger, you're a better person, you're a better father, a better husband, a better everything, because that's what you do. The thing with this podcast right now, this specific episode, is if you're listening to us, we know that you're listening to us because you need that extra little push, right? Or somebody to kind of just tell you, like, hey, this is how you have to do it, right? So that's who our listener is. Our listener is somebody who wants to live their best life. Straight up, like, that's just the easiest way to put it. If you're listening to this podcast, we already know that you're listening to it because you want to live your best life. Straight up, that's what you want. So that's, you know, for this isn't for everybody. You know, some people are going to go through their entire life never trying new things, never pushing themselves, never getting the true potential out of themselves, their one chance they have on this earth. But you listening to this, that's not you. That's not who you are. You are going to listen to this podcast and then you're going to find something. You're going to find a way to break out of that comfort zone. So one of the most important things with this topic, like Tim said, is recognizing what your comfort zone is. And the next thing is figuring out exactly what you want in life. It doesn't matter what it is. It's going to be different for everybody. Right? And we talk about this with our goals. It could be a financial situation, a financial goal. It could be a fitness goal. It could be just a mindset goal, a new house, whatever it is you want. Like, sit back for 5 minutes today, 10 minutes today, and figure out exactly what you want in life. Like, if you had no limitations, right? If you had zero limitations, nothing in your way, where would you want to be tomorrow? And then what you're going to do when you have that information is you're going to do what we talk about almost every podcast, and you're going to take action, right? So if my goal, and I'm going to use money because it's just so easy for everybody to relate. If my goal is to become a millionaire, right? Is to be a millionaire someday. And that is one of my goals. Just to be blunt, to be clear, I want to be a millionaire. Right? I want to make sure that my family is covered if we ever run into a bad situation. I want to make sure that my kids see what hard work and dedication can do and reap the benefits of things like that. But on the same time, I want to have so much money that I can help other people financially who need help. Right? And I know that sounds like crazy. People probably think I'm nuts, but that's part of my vision of who I want to be. I want to have so much cash available that I can change people for the positive and help people in a positive way with that. People who don't have those means, or donating to charities and things like that. So if your vision, if your goal is like, I would like to have the perfectly sculpted body. I would like to be a millionaire or whatever, make $100,000 a year, whatever your goal is, figure out exactly what it is. And then you're going to take action on it. So what many of you might not know is Tim and I are actually in the process right now of writing a book. And the book that we're writing is going to help you attack your goals on a daily basis. And part of that is going to push you outside of your comfort zone, but that's how you're going to achieve your goals. So the first thing you're going to do today, when this is over, sit back, figure out your comfort zone. Figure out like where you are, where you've been, and where, what is comfortable to you. Then you're going to say, where do I want to be? If there was no limitations at all, where do I want to be? And the next step, write that down, put it in front of your face, put it in a journal, however you want to do this. But you have to be very, very clear. And there are no limits. Understand that there's no limits. That's like one of the most important things, because when it comes to our comfort zones, what we do is, and even our goals, is we'll set a goal that sticks within our comfort zone, right? Me saying I want to be a millionaire someday is not a comfortable goal. Do you know how many people want that or something like that, and how hard it is to get there? That's not comfortable. I got to figure out how exactly I'm going to do that. And I promise you right now, the process to me getting there is going to be and has been and will be a pain in the butt. It's going to be uncomfortable, but I'm going to be there. I'm going to make it happen. And every single day I take action on that. And that's what you're going to do next. Whatever, however far out it feels like your goal is, write it down and attack it. That's how you're getting out of your comfort zone. Like, I could go through a billion different things, the science behind it and whatnot, but it all starts with knowing what you want and taking action on it immediately.
Spot on.
When you see the couch calling you, you know, when the pantry's calling you, because that's where you're comfortable, you have to have the power. And you have the power. You don't have to have it. You have the power to make the right choice, the uncomfortable decision to not go there. That's your safe place. Identify your comfort zone, but also identify what you do with inside that comfort zone that makes everything just so safe and so perfect. If you want to lose weight, you're not going to do it on the couch in your comfort zone. You have to get up. You have to go to the gym. You know, like Paul said, if you want to make money, you have to drive. You have to be working at that every day. You have 24 hours in a day. 8 of it you sleep. If you're lucky, you get 8 hours. Some of us get less than that. The rest of it is up to you, what you do in those 16 plus hours. You know, if you're somebody who's serious about getting out of their comfort zone and start working on whatever dream that you have, you have to knock down that, you have to knock down that box. And anxiety and risk and everything live outside that box. That's what you have to start attacking. Whatever you're scared of, that's what you have to start. Whatever risk you're afraid of, that's what you have to start attacking. And a lot of it's trial and error. You may know, you may have failures along the way. Just because you have a failure, don't jump back into that box, because you're destroying that box. The whole purpose of this conversation is the box is going away. There is no more safety box. We're destroying it. The safety box is your comfort zone. It's gone. Slice it up, throw it in the recycling bin. The cardboard box is gone, and it's time to get to work on whatever you're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely. I love it. And to drive that point home, and kind of the final point we'll make here in this podcast, you know, I saw a really cool chart, and it's something that back in the day, I saw this a long time ago. And then in preparation for our podcast, you know, I revisited this chart, and it talks about going from your comfort zone to your growth zone, right? So in between that is everything that you just said. There's a reason that our comfort zone is comfortable, right? Because outside of it is scary. Like, it's everything that you just said. Outside of that box is scary. And most of that is made up in our head. Absolutely. Which we've had that conversation. But in this chart that I'm talking about, it goes comfort zone. And from your comfort zone, the next zone before you get to your growth zone, the next zone is the fear zone. It's right outside of that box. It's right on the, when you punch that door down, boom, there's the boogeyman standing right in front of your face, right? So you're in the comfort zone. You listen to Tim and I, and you're like, yeah, man, I'm inspired. I'm going to make this happen. You cut a hole in the box that Tim's talking about. Wham, there's the boogeyman as soon as you step out. What you need to understand is that's going to happen. That's the fear zone, right? So comfort zone into the fear zone. Now you've got to break through that, right? The fear zone, you're worried about other people's opinions. You're going to find excuses. You lack self-confidence. It's all stuff that is in your head. First of all, don't worry about what other people think. That's a whole nother topic, but don't worry about other people's opinions. I've told you this before, but when we opened Five Star and I called one of my best friends at the time and I told him about that, he had lived close to Five Star. He'd lived right by that plaza. His response to me, which motivates me to this day, his response to me was, I've already seen the other 7 that failed there. Why would I come look at yours? Because other karate schools went in the same exact location and they did not make it. But you know what? No offense to them. They weren't me. And they weren't driven like our Five Star team is driven. I'm sure they were great martial artists and great people. But my point is right away, And that doesn't even count my bosses and other people who were telling me I was crazy. And I easily could have been listening to them and be like, oh, geez, they're right. I really shouldn't do this. It's scary. It makes it that much more scary. So you have to push through that fear zone. You have to eliminate the excuses. You have to not care what other people think, because it doesn't matter what they think. If you were to pack up today, right? Stephanie and I had this conversation during one of our walks in North Carolina here, because we've been lifelong New York residents. And on that walk, Stephanie is wearing her robe, right? Legit robe from like that she wears. She's been wearing for like 20 years, is the old raggedy pink robe. And we're out of, at the time, the apartment complex, taking a quick walk. And I look at her, I'm like, you can go for a walk in that? She goes, I don't know anybody here. Think about that mindset. Think about the difference that that is. So she would have cared, and I get it. I completely get it. She would have cared if we were in New York where she knew people. But talk about a flip of mindset when you know you're not going to know anybody and the things that you'll do differently. So if you were to take what you do right now, pick it up, move it to a different city where you know nobody, guess what? You're going to push because you don't care what other people think because you don't know anybody. Now, I'm not telling you to pick up and leave and come down to Charlotte, but what I am telling you to do is to understand that their opinion does not matter. It just doesn't matter. So whether you're there or in a different city, I want you to have that different city mindset where it doesn't, what other people think of you does not affect you. And eliminate the excuses. That's the next part of the fear zone. And then lacking self-confidence. I can tell you the first time I ever did an after-school program, which, by the way, are one of the things that have helped make Five Star as wildly successful as it is doing an after-school program. I can't tell you the first time I stood up in front of a school having a bully talk with an entire auditorium full of children, right? Looking at me for advice on how to combat bullies. One of the scariest moments of my life, quite frankly, but I got up and I did it. And from there, we gained students. From there, we started to gain credibility. I can't tell you how nervous I was doing that and how much fear I had and the self-confidence that I lacked in that scenario. But I put myself in a position where in my brain, I had to do it or Five Star was not going to survive, right? So I had that scarcity mindset in a way. Not that that's always a great thing, but I had that scarcity mindset where I said, you either do this or you fail. So you better get up in front of this assembly and kill it, right? So getting through the fear zone, the next zone before we get to our growth zone, and the next part to this is the learning zone. You're going to have to figure out how to deal with those challenges and deal with those problems, right? You're going to acquire new skills. Maybe it's reading books, listening to podcasts, finding a team that is going to help you achieve your goals and to push through that final stage of the comfort zone to where we finally get to our growth zone. And in our growth zone, we're finding our purpose. We're living our dreams. We're setting goals and we're pushing towards them every single day. And we realize what inspires us, right? So there's going to be steps. There's going to be obstacles that get in your way. You know, it's not as easy as just listening to Tim and I and saying, all right, I'm doing it. That's the first step. But from there, there's no looking back. At that point, there's no looking back. You are now going, and right away is going to be the most, you're going to have a pit in your stomach when you stand up in front of that assembly of eight-year-olds and teachers who you think are all judging you because you got your karate uniform on and you're standing there talking on a microphone about bullying. And you're going to want to cry deep down inside. You're crying because you're scared to death. But the only way you're going to succeed is if you deliver the best speech of your life and understand that you are changing the world in doing so. That was an analogy for those of you.
That was like, fantastic.
I'm not going to get up in front of a crowd, but anyways.
Whatever it is you're that's holding you back. It doesn't have to be speaking in front of a crowd. It can be anything.
Dude, good times. I love
this.
So
that list you have you just talked about, we'll put that in the show notes so people can refer back to it. So look for that in the show notes. And man, the time flies when we do
it. Does listen, can I make a plea before we go?
Absolutely.
Can you guys do us a huge favor? So We're going to put up on our Facebook page in the very near future. We're going to straight beg you guys to give us reviews on iTunes. So there's a couple ways that you can grow these podcasts. And one of them is just through having you tell your friends. So the two things that we're going to, we're literally begging you right now, two things. If you find any value in these podcasts and anything that Tim and I say, one, share this with your friends. Share it. Put it on social media, whatever. If you want to tag us in a post, put it out there. You want to just private message a friend, send it to them. Share these podcasts. Share this podcast. And two, we're going to very soon beg you and put a little contest together, a review contest. We're going to beg you for reviews on iTunes. Because the more reviews you get on iTunes, once you hit certain numbers, more people, your audience grows. More people hear your podcast. So, you know, if you get any value from what we say, share this with your friends. And if you could leave us a review, that would be fantastic. We really, really appreciate you all.
I love it. So that's it. That's what we have for this week. Again, comfort zone and destroy it. Figure out what it is and figure out what's holding you back and tear down that barrier. Hope you guys have a great week. Paul, take it away, man.
As we end every podcast, we like to remind you that we have one chance on this earth to live every single day to the fullest, to live life like live today, like tomorrow is the end. You know, just enjoy every minute, make memories, and take lots and lots of pictures.
I love it. All right, we'll talk to you guys soon. Live well.